Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. One more time. How are we doing?
Good.
All right.
God.
All right, gentlemen. Occasionally, I like to revisit our ministries here at Neighbors of Hope. It was really grounded in the spirit of compassionate solidarity with those neighbors of ours who are hurting and in need of healing and help, as well as hope. And probably one of the premier scriptures that personifies Neighbors of Hope comes from Matthew's Gospel. It's a familiar text, chapter 25. It's the judgment of the nations, the parable of the sheep and goats, however you want to, whatever your subtitle is. But if I could have someone read that somewhat of an extended pericope for us, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll read.
Thanks, Don.
The sheep and the goats. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Thank you. Very good. All right. Initial comments, questions, insights.
I think the first thing that stuck out for me is in the middle of it when it says somebody was asking Jesus, why didn't we, clothe you, feed you, give you something to drink? And he says, when you gave your brother or your sister something to drink or something to eat, clothes, or visit them when they're sick, you did that for me. That was as good as you doing that for me. I think that's something big for me. That really stuck out to me.
Can you expound on that? Why do you think that jumped out at you?
Well, because, when I came here, I wasn't at my best. I was hungry. I didn't feel love. I didn't have any of that. When I came here, everybody welcomed me with open arms. They wanted me to have clean clothes. They wanted me to eat. They made sure I had a bed to sleep in. They took care of me. They watched after me. They gave me what I needed, not what I wanted. And that's something that I wish everybody could do for everybody who needs it. That's what I think God would want. And they did that for me. And that's what that's what I was going after with what stuck out for me.
Cool. Good. Good. Anybody else?
You know, what stuck out to me is a sheep. Somebody responds faithfully, hears that voice of Jesus and stays on the path. And a goat, somebody hears the word but still stubborn and does their own thing. And they can figure out for themselves. They don't listen to that voice. They don't respond faithfully. And what it's saying is respond faithfully to do is close these people, feed these people. You know, invite them in and show them love as you will Jesus. You know, you said before, if somebody walks through that door, don't be rude to them. You know, don't be disrespectful to them. Don't treat them, look down your nose at them thinking you're better or we're above. Or, because we was once there. I was here last year in Fresh Start. I was treated well. Now I'm here now, so I got to show the same love I was showing and help these guys down their feet.
Good. So. Good, good. Thank you. Thank you. You were going to say, sir.
I think it all starts with as you love your brother as you love yourself. I think that is the first and foremost, because that right there initiates community. And since I've been here at Neighbors of Hope, I mean, coming from where I've come from, trapped inside of demonic addiction, and seeing what I'm seeing now is as far as the love of a community. For me, it's just a beautiful experience. I think to turn your back on an individual who, a stranger who may need help, whether it be clothing, whether it be food, whether it be something to drink, whether it just be a conversation, I think that you're denying everything that Jesus has brought forth. And I think many times in life, that's what we do. I don't know if it's because of the fear that we have within us to want to help someone who may be in need, or it's just our own selfish desires. But I know in my heart and my soul that that is not the message that Jesus brought forth. I don't think that he would say, as you love yourself, you must love your brother. And I think that carries so much weight and has so much meaning. And it all starts with that within itself and community understanding that. You know, if the community doesn't understand that, then, I mean, what is the point of even reading the Bible? What is the point of even trying to understand anything that Jesus brought forth? Because it's for me, it's just a lost cause. And here, just being able to see someone come in this house, a complete stranger, and the individuals and the life change, doing what we do as far as just feeding and clothing and just doing everything that we do. And then the guys who've been here, even in Fresh Start, taking part of that, becoming a reflection of who we are, because we are trying to reflect ourselves in that Christ image, it carries on. You know, and so it's just all about understanding that Jesus was about community. Jesus was about loving every single person. There was no separation. You know, I think we bring about the separation because we just, we're not worshiping the God who we're supposed to worship, but we're worshiping the God of flesh and the God of this world. And that destroys us. You know, it takes us away from the complete message of Christ.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes. What stood out to me was verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you still invited me in. I can relate to that because the night I came here, I was pretty hungry. I had nowhere to sleep. I was pretty thirsty, pretty sick. I had one pair of clothes. And when I knocked on the door, everybody invited me in. They got me new clothes. They got me food in my belly, a shower, and a warm bed to sleep in. And to me, I look at it as Jesus was in this house. You know, gave me hope, gave me faith, made me want to change my life.
Good, thank you.
I can't really pick out one main thing, but the whole thing with separation is, says he's going to separate the sheep from the goats, but he's still shepherding them both. He still cares for them both. He still loves them both. We shouldn't change our actions. You know, we should still treat each other. If I'm a sheep, I shouldn't hate the goat just because they're not a sheep. You know what I mean? The one thing that does stand out most to me is, does say we'll get an inheritance, the kingdom prepared for us. And if the kingdom is here now, we're supposed to live that now. That goes for everything. The eternal life, the kingdom, the promise that we're given is we should live now, preparing for what we imagine what's to come next. And I think that goes for right here where it says the eternal fire. I mean, if you're living that way, how can you expect any different? You're preparing to live that, so your life's going to be miserable now, just as much as it can be awesome. I mean, it's just one thing. I've never seen anywhere where it says the eternity begins after you die.
It's kind of hard to call that eternity. Eternity is without beginning and without end, right? All right, anybody else? Yeah. Any further comments? Just a little biblical context. This comes, Matthew puts this in his final discourse. Matthew sets up his entire gospel in five discourses. For Matthew, part of his Christology is to see Jesus as the new Moses. All right. So Moses, you have the five books of Moses. You kind of had the five discourses of Matthew. Moses brings down the law from the mountain, Mount Sinai there. Jesus offers us the ethics of the kingdom from the Sermon on the Mount, those type of things. There's a lot of parallels. For Matthew, he sees Jesus as the new Moses. Right? Now, within this, the sheep and the goats, it's interesting in the sense that Jesus is sharing, it's the only criteria that comes off Jesus' lips about judgment. And it kind of fascinates me that the judgment seems to be falling on those who confess him. And if you're not confessing him, there's not really a whole lot to judge. Right? And then the criteria predicated on those who confess him, because both the sheep and the goats call him Lord. So there must be some recognition of his position, his authority, his leadership, king, Lord. He says, well, if you're going to call me Lord, you know, why would you call me Lord and then not act like what your Lord wants you to act like? And so we kind of have this division. Now, that's an interesting little pericope for really the 21st century church in and of itself. Right? Because I think it's about, let me rephrase that. I don't think it's about whether or not you know Jesus and his words. I do think it's about whether or not you are living out the spirit of Jesus. Right? And we would understand the spirit of Jesus as being this spirit of love. And love as this agape, as this this energy that moves in a very intentional, compassionate way. Right? It's womb-like. It's life-giving. And so James would say in his little epistle, look, if you're walking past somebody and they're hungry, right, and you just say, you know, peace be with you, hope you find some bread, and don't do anything, shame on you. Now, faith without works is dead. Right? So it can't just be a lip confession. And I think in this pericope, we see Jesus epitomizing what it means to have the spirit that he has, that we're supposed to have. And so he says, when I come like Jesse and come knocking on the door, right? I actually provide you an invitation into me. But somehow we really discover Jesus in those who are hurting and suffering. We think generalize them as the poor. Appreciate your participation in this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.